So you were telling me that we were thinking about the dates. When have you reckoned that the reunion was?
I mean, if it's 1939, it's 50 years after. It must be 89, I think.
Right.
And that would be the reunion in London.
Right.
And then I think our one was the next year, and it would be 90. I mean, I'm not certain of that, but...
And did you feel that you had more in common with people who'd come from Germany, like yourself, or just generally all those who had to escape?
I just felt like they were family. You know, it did. And every now and again, you know, I'll phone Rosa, or I'll phone... You know, it's very much a part of my life now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know... I mean, everybody's got different stories.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, I just need to meet up with them. But, you know, it was very exciting finding all these people.
Indeed. I mean, quite a few whom you met had never sort of come out as kinder transport or as refugees.
They never knew. And, of course, the reunion in Scotland, it wasn't just kinder transport, which was good,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, it was the likes of your mum-in-law, Susan Singerman.
Yeah.
And it was lovely to meet up with her.
Do you think that you enjoyed it particularly because you had no connections earlier on? In some way, it's surprising after all these years that you were so pleased.
You
lived a different life entirely.
I know. But, no, I never really met up with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, except Rita McNeil. But I don't think I met up with it. Not that I can think of.
And you found a lot of people at that time.
I think there was over 40 that first reunion that we found. Then we kept meeting more, you know, kept finding more people.
I think you were finding up till very recently people.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. I know, it was good.
Going back to you and your time here in Scotland, you obviously feel Scottish and not German.
Well,
that would be right, is that right?
You know, when you've got to put down what nationality you are, I say Scottish.
I'm sure you do. What would you say are the highs of your time in Scotland? Or is that too difficult to say?
I don't know. You mean having my family? I think so. I tell you, when we got married, we went to live in Dundee. We were there for about 3 years, perhaps. But I really, really liked Dundee. But I had my children. I lost my first baby. And then I had my twins, they were born in Dundee, and Susan was born in Dundee. And that would be a big high, I should think.